Iran's president enjoys courting controversy, and he didn't pass up the opportunity during his visit to Lebanon. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad traveled to Lebanon for a rally just a few miles from Israel's border. The U.S. and Israel denounced his trip to the border area as a provocation, but Lebanese villagers greeted the Iranian leader as a hero. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has this report.
That Ahmadinejad was hours late didn't dampen the enthusiasm expressed by these thousands of men and boys who packed the sweltering stadium of Bin Jebel. The village was decimated by Israel during its 2006 war with Hezbollah and then rebuilt with Iranian money. Some of the new buildings were adorned with posters of the Iranian president and his country's flag. Residents who attended the rally said they came to thank him. Like Musa Abu Ahmad, who is 86, he says he respects Ahmadinejad for defying his critics and coming here. The Iranian leader finally arrived at about 6 p.m. under tight security provided by the Lebanese military and Hezbollah guards in black suits. Organizers released thousands of red, white, and green balloons into the air, matching the colors of the Iranian flag. Ahmadinejad smiled and waved to the crowd from a makeshift balcony for the occasion. His wife, who wore a black head-to-toe chador, stood on a separate balcony snapping photos of the cheering throng. Nearby, Israeli attack helicopters kept a close watch on their border. Ahmadinejad called Bin Jebel the capital of freedom and resistance. He claimed that if it weren't for the Hezbollah fighters here, Israel's territory might extend much further north. The Iranian leader urged them to keep up the fight. He declared that, quote, Zionists are goners, and that, quote, Palestine would be freed from the filth of occupation. Those statements echo his strongly held belief that Israel should be destroyed. He also promised Bin Jebel residents that the Islamic Republic would stand by them until the end in the fight against Israel. The 30-minute speech was much shorter than the Iranian leader's usual fare. That wasn't surprising, given fears here that Israel might try and assassinate him. But 25-year-old Mustafa Hussein says the message was exactly what he and others in Bin Jebel wanted to hear. Hussein complained that other leaders just talk. He asked which other world leader would dare to come here this close to the Israeli border. The Iranian leader didn't stay. His motorcade took him to the seaside resort of Tyr, an hour's drive north. Later, he headed to the airport in Beirut for the trip back to Iran. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.
Before he headed home, Ahmadinejad received a gift from Hezbollah, an Israeli rifle. Hezbollah said the weapon was captured from an Israeli soldier during the group's 2006 war with Israel.